Thank you everyone for joining today's Ways and Means meeting, the August 18th, and it is 5:31. Amber, would you call roll, please?
Okay. Archer?
Here.
Ronk? Present. Bartels?
Here.
Gavaris?
Present.
Haynes?
Here.
Mayo?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Present.
Right. Thank you, Natalie. Okay. So let's start off with resolution 191. I'll take a motion.
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Gavaris. Okay. Discussion. I know we had a couple of outstanding items, as I see from our last meeting. One was the definition of legal legislative contracts. The next one was a clarity on the 3.1, which is regarding non-for-profits. And 4.5, which was no later than 30 days. Did we want to change that to 90? Is that what it was? Legislator Ronk.
Thank you. I will tell you this. We'll start with the first one. I took a swing at coming up with a definition. Tracy, I don't know if you had or if you had any ideas, but I'll just read what I came up with for a definition, and we can decide if it's pinpoint enough while encompassing what we're trying to do.
Legislator Ronk, where would this fall in your policy?
I quite frankly would have to put it in somewhere. I would imagine we would put it in. We would move everything down one. So instead of 1.0 purpose, there'd be 2.0 would be definitions, and then this definition would be in there, and then 2.0 would become 3, et cetera.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
And the definition would read non-county agency. Non-county agency shall mean any organization that the county legislature contracts with for agreed upon services during the budget process, subject to the requirements in this policy.
Natalie, by chance, did you get that?
I can type it and email it to her.
Can you? So we can get it up on the screen and everybody could look at it. Legislator Bartels?
So, yeah, I tried to think it through as well, Legislator Ronk, and I couldn't come up with something, but something did come up in our conversation yesterday that even that definition wouldn't address. And that's because currently we don't allow for-profit agencies. Even though the definition you just used, it would apply to our audit firm, which I think is a for-profit firm, and our budget analysis firm, which depending on which firms we've used, I think CGR is the only one that's a not-for-profit firm. And also, I think with that definition, it still technically would apply to agencies and organizations that we as a county contract with, not that are only through the legislature. Why do you say it would not? Can I ask?
I specifically say that the county legislature contracts with for agreed upon services during the budget process.
Okay. So, and there, that was a point of debate last night where Legislator Petit at one point talked about it, this being something that would be covered by all organizations that the county contracts with. So for me, it created some confusion because I don't know what the intent is, but maybe you could answer the question about how the fact that it exempts, that we're not allowed to contract with for-profit agencies, how we would contract with our audit firm or our...
The audit firm is contracted through RFP. It is not contracted through agreed upon services during the budget process. I'm trying to do two things at once. If you give me 45 seconds to type this to Natalie so she can get it up for everybody, so everyone can
read
it.
Yeah, that's fine. We can take 45 seconds. Yeah, take whatever.
So while we're waiting for that, do we want to address the issue of nonprofit I think, Eve, that you had brought that up. I don't know if you have sound yet. Eve?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes, excellent, thank you.
So I guess there was a few things. One was whether we wanted to restrict this to only nonprofits and government, which goes back to what Tracy was talking about, because there are some, you know, sometimes some very community-based for-profits that we might actually want to potentially have the capacity to. I mean, we always have the right to turn things down, but that we allow that. The other one was the amount of days, although I think that Legislator Wrong addressed it. He moved it to 90. On the phone, we had talked about 60, which is fine with me. And then the other one was we had a conversation here in Ways and Means about whether the organization had to be in existence for over 2 years, with this concern that there are some newer companies, things are happening in the world that might change quickly. And I believe Legislator Haynes was concerned about startups where this was their sole funding. And I think we agree that that's not what we want to be funding, but you could potentially not be a startup with this being your only funding, but still be a newer organization within 2 years. So, those were the issues.
Okay, Legislator Ronk.
I intend it to only apply to I intend us to be able to only contract with taxpayer dollars for not-for-profits and government entities. I don't think that we should be contracting during the budget process for services with for-profit organizations. For-profit organizations, I believe that contract with the county should go through an RFP process, which is what we do with our budget analysts, which, you know, are the for-profit entities that the legislature contracts with. I intended it to be that way. I intend it to be that way, and I'm unwilling to change it. To 30, 60, 90, I would prefer 60 days to sign the contract. I think Amber and Natalie can back me up on this, as well as Vicky and Jay and anybody else who's ever had to deal with any of these contract agencies. You know, there's a significant amount of October, November, December chasing around that goes on with these contract agencies. When we pass these contracts in March and April of every year. And I want to say that consistently, at least a third of them have to be chased around by Amber and Natalie, and back when it was Mary Bikert, to get them to do the few things that we require for them to be able to achieve taxpayer money for their programs. I do not want to make the longest time possible for them to sign these contracts. I understand things take time, and I understand 30 days might be too soon, but I feel strongly that we shouldn't let it go beyond 60 days. You know, by the time it gets there, their lawyers and our lawyers have already worked most of the things out. Believe me, if the contract management department and purchasing have signed off on it, it's not going to be something that the organization is going to have trouble signing off on from a legal perspective. It's just going to be based on either laziness or disorganization.
Okay, do we have the language for the definition? You can get that up so everyone can take a look at it. I'll read it for everyone. Non-county agency shall mean any organization that the county legislature contracts with for decreed upon services during the budget process, subject to the requirements in this policy. I cannot see any hands, so if someone has their hand up, could they just go ahead and...
I have a question about that. So, I mean, I get the intent, but I guess I'm worried, back to Legislator Bartel's point, that contracting for agreed upon services, I mean, that does include RFPs. I mean, those, they contract with agreed upon services. I don't know if there needs to be some language that specifies and separates those out from this. And I just want to add that the 60 days is fine with me. I don't know where the 90 came with. I was happy with 60.
Okay, so we'll make the change on the 60. Legislator Bartels, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think through this definition. I guess maybe I can ask Legislator Ronk. So the contention is that it's organizations that we're contracting with during, specifically during the budget process. So the audit firm, even though that's in the budget, and the budget analysis firm is not something that's agreed upon during the budget process. Is that what you're saying?
That was the best I could come up with, Trace, and nobody had any better ideas.
No,
yes.
I know. No, I'm just trying to get clarity. I'm not accusing you of anything. I mean, I'm just trying to get
I could even put in there for agreed upon services that were not sent out for RFP, and then that would, I mean, obscenely show that we're not talking about the budget analysis or the audit firm.
Maybe during the budget process and not subject to an RFP process.
During the budget process. Okay, did you get that, Ned? Can you make
during
that
the process
and during the budget process and not subject to
an RFP?
An RFP process. Are you okay with that, Ken?
Yep.
I know the language is wonky, but.
But it provides clarity.
Subject to the requirements in this, it also has to be, not subject to an RFP, subject to the requirements in this policy, because there are further requirements in this policy that are not included in that definition.
All right, so during the budget process and not subject to an RFP process, but subject to the requirements in this policy.
Non-chumming. Well, then I got to read it again.
Okay.
Lynn, may I?
Please, I can't see.
During this prior budget process, the legislature chose an organization that did require an RFP.
So then that organization would not be subject to the policy. That's all.
That's correct. And we never did it, the RFP anyway, because it was the services were RFP'd through the county, through the county exec. Okay. And then this would hold true for audit and the budget review. Because they would be subject to the RFP process, even though they're in the budget.
Correct. It was the best I could do. It's not ideal, but it's...
I don't know if that last but, which I know is in there because of my addition... But I don't know if that last but is right. But I think it's important to include the fact that it's accepting those organizations that are subject to an RFP process. Because now it's much more clear to me, and I think it would be clear to anyone, that this isn't about every county contract. It isn't about a demographic, outside of Ulster County. It's just about those organizations that the county legislature contracts with. So even though the language is a little weird, I think we're getting much closer. I'm wondering about that. But does anyone?
How about if we move during the budget process, subject to the requirements in this policy, unless the organization is going through the RFP process? Does that make it any better?
Maybe requires, because like that one agency. Yeah. They come to us, it was the income, it was the amount that was, they were above the threshold for, I think they wanted 60,000.
Lynn, if I could just make a very quick suggestion.
Oh yes, please. I can't see if your hand is up, so please just chime in. Right. Thank you.
It's Chris. Right where it says and not, perhaps if and is switched to which, which is not subject to an RFP process, but subject to the requirements of this policy.
Okay, can you make that edit, Amber or Natalie, who's ever at the computer there? Can you give it to us one more time, sure. Chris?
I would redact the and then just insert, which is not subject to an RFP process, but subject to the requirements in this policy. So it would just be, instead of a RFP, it would be an RFP. And then I think that makes a little better sense to me, at least.
Which is not subject to an RFP, but okay. But subject to the requirements in this policy. All right, is everybody okay with that language? Okay, so then on 3.1, or actually it's now 4.1, because the numbers all moved. You're saying, Legislative Ronk, that you feel strongly that it is a nonprofit and not for profit. If it's a for profit, they would go through an RFP process, correct?
I believe so, yeah. Because okay. Then I feel like we're giving an illegal gift to for profit businesses if we're not requiring them to do an RFP when almost every other contractor with the county that's a for profit entity has to do an RFP.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that change? We're keeping it as is. I cannot see hands up, so if you have a concern, please speak. Okay.
I can live with that, but can I ask a question in
sure.
that in the same section in four? Because it's probably the next thing we're going to bring up. What's now 4.3, all agencies that apply for funding, that one must be
yes.
at least 2 years. We've spoken about it a couple times. That last sentence, the county does not fund startup agencies. If it's staying, can we delete that sentence? It's just
fine.
It rings weird to me that we're making a statement. Like
it's fine.
Policy.
Okay.
We make statements and policies all the time. I've got no problem deleting it.
No, but I just something's yeah. Now that
are we are we, have we looked at the 2 year or are we agreeing with that or not?
That's our next point of discussion, probably.
Sure. Is there Legislative Ronk?
I would just put at the end of that certain exceptions may be entertained. If everyone has a problem with 2 years, I think that 2 years is important. I think that we've had the most problem with agencies that have had less than a 2 year, track record to work on. We are also more likely to be the sole source or the largest source of funding for these agencies if they have been in existence for less than 2 years. So I would like to keep it in there as a best practice and leave an exemption at the end in case, Warren Buffett or somebody wants to give $50 million to feed children.
So if I may, your concern is not having us fund a startup or a organization that doesn't have a track record and is looking for funding. If they're less than 2 years, they have funding that they're bringing to the table and this is augmenting that, would you be comfortable with that?
Can you repeat that question?
So let's say that they have not been in existence, let's say for a year, but they have funding, other sources of funding, and this is just adding to their pot of money, not basically funding them to exist.
I would have less of a problem with that, which is why said to try and pacify those who have a problem with this section, we could just say certain exceptions to this may be entertained. It's a good catch-all.
I have I don't like the idea of putting it in there at all, actually, to be honest with you. I mean, I think maybe a suggestion in that longevity is important, but the idea you don't know what's going to come down and just by saying that there's going to be an exception, I don't know. I don't really like the 2 years in there, unless it has something that says that it is recommended that they had at least 2 years, but I, you know, it was recommended, so not that it's, you know, in stone, and well, we can etch a little bit of stone out if we want. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like it in there.
It's exactly what certain exceptions may be entertained means, Dave.
Can I make it?
It's not the same.
Yeah, it is.
My hand's up. I'm sorry.
Okay, Eve, I'm sorry. I can't see it. So
I know. Go ahead, and then. So what if this was changed to be really very more specific that says something that this cannot be the sole source of funding for this agency? Then by default, this agency has had to have some kind of, you know, other source of existence. But that sounded like that was more of the issue. And so nowhere do we say anywhere yet that this should not be their sole source of funding. So perhaps we could just focus on that part.
Well,
there's the other situation where sometimes you may want to fund a startup to create the seed money, which brings in other money. I mean, there could be a situation that's, you know, that happens. I mean, we've seen, like, for instance, it's not quite the same, but like the Festival of the Voice, they were given seed money. They had no money at first when they first started. They got seed money through the arts, one of our arts grants. And the next thing you know, this year they didn't have it because of the pandemic, but they were getting a massive amount of people that came into that Festival of the Voice, and it all started with a $5,000 seed money.
Chairman Donaldson, if I might, it's Heidi.
Yes, Heidi, go ahead.
But they did that through the arts, though, correct? How we fund the mid?
They did, but it was seed money that came through the arts, gave them that a grant. Money that we give the arts, but it was sort of like a seed money. Now, what if they came directly to us?
There is the issue, because in one of the first sentences here, it says that, you know, how do we know if the contract agencies are serving an important role in improving the quality of life if they haven't even been around for a year? I'm just confused with that. How can we tell that they're performing a vital function? Can somebody give me a hypothetical example?
No, we can't.
I can. I can.
Okay.
That it's based on their mission. I mean, we would know from their mission and who they're, you know, that even new programs would need to, just to be a nonprofit, if we're sticking with nonprofit and government entities, they have to have a mission, they have to have a board, they have to have objectives, they have to talk about who their target audience is. So we would still be able to ascertain what their contribution, even if they have not or barely have done that contribution.
So it's a theory, just, Lynn, may I just jump in on that?
Go ahead,
so,
please.
You know, just following up on what Heidi said and what Eve just said, so now we're going to be funding organizations based on a theoretical contribution to Ulster County, because everything's theoretical until you've got a track record. I think that's Heidi's point.
Lynn, can I weigh in?
Yes, please, Tracy.
You know, but we are contracting for services. They actually have to deliver services. It's not like we just write a grant. We're not allowed to give grants. So we're contracting for services that have to be delivered. I'm just speaking for myself. I have more of a concern of us being the sole source for a new organization than the fact that it's new. You know, I mean, I weigh both of them as something that I would, you know, expect that we would debate and consider closely. But the idea that someone would come to us with a plan and a contractual arrangement, but no other money, that it's our money and they're new, would make it a lot harder for me. You know, I could imagine, especially in today's environment, that there could be some pretty significant startups with outside funding that we might want to contract with, offering pretty amazing services. You know, again, we're thinking a lot of the tenor of this conversation is discussing our contract agencies as if we were providing grants, is not real. I don't think should be the bulk of the conversation. The bulk of the conversation is a contract for services that we think are important. So I could imagine there being a circumstance where someone, an agency, would be relatively new, a startup with outside funding and looking to contract with us for providing services for our citizens that we would find valuable. And that would be less of a concern to me than if we were their only money.
Well, I mean, I think they're both concerns of mine, and I think they're both concerns of everybody's. It doesn't mean that, in other words, when we look at these things and we go to, going to have a contract with them, obviously every one of us are going to have concerns if it's a new startup or and we're funding it. It's a natural tendency. We're going to do that anyway. But to shut it out, to say, oh no, you can't do it, that's a concern of mine. Because I don't know what may come down the road in the future. I really don't. I mean, I have to, but so I try to figure out how I'm going to deal with it when it does come. And if somebody has an idea that's going to help us with, fix something or deliver a service, I don't know. I mean, I think we have to be open, to that. I mean, that's the way I'm kind of looking at it. But I mean, I think it should be put in there, possibly the idea that these things should be considered. But,
Legislator Bartels?
This may not make everyone happy, and it seems simple, but might be radical. Can we change the must to should? All agencies that apply for funding should have been in operation for at least 2 years, December. Sold, did you say?
Sold.
Okay, because I feel like that answers it. It leaves that ability to say no, but okay.
All right, is everybody happy with that change? Okay.
And we're going to lose that last sentence. The county does not.
Right, and we're striking the last sentence.
That happened. Okay.
Okay. On 4.2, which is now 5.2 because we moved the numbers, the date for applications is July 15th, but because we're implementing it this year, we've got a different date or an alternative date for the current year and going forward on the 15th. Legislator Bartels.
Can we just add, or as directed by the clerk of the legislature or something, that leaves the ability for the clerk to direct the date? I don't know if Ken, you're happy with that, something. We can keep no later than July 15th or as.
Or as directed by the clerk of the legislature. Can we add that piece, Ken?
I'm comfortable with it if Vicki is, but if she's not, we could do the chair and deputy chair of Ways and Means.
That's fine too. Chair and deputy chair. Actually, since it's going to Ways and Means, that might be better.
Okay. As directed by chair, deputy chair of Ways and Means.
But okay. Keep the first date,
Yeah. Keep this. So yeah, because that'll going forward. Okay. And now the last one, we got the 60 days. And 5.3, so I think we've covered everything. We've made all the changes. Is everybody comfortable with everything?
Can you please change for after July 15th?
Oh, or as directed by the chair and deputy chair of Ways and Means.
Thank you.
And then 4.5, which is now 5.5, because the numbers changing, because we added the 2.0 definition piece, is 60 days. And then you have for old 5.3, now 6.3, the changes that we had from the last meeting. Okay, so is everybody comfortable moving forward on voting on this?
Can I ask something?
Sure.
So it came up in the caucus, and maybe I don't understand exactly how this is going to work. There was concern in the caucus that because of all these changes, some people don't feel comfortable voting on it today. So was the expectation that this would still be presented to the full legislature today without everyone else seeing these changes, or is this going to be postponed till the next one?
I would prefer it to move forward today. I think everyone's had a chance to see the the product itself for several months.
Can we get a red line to everyone? Amber, Natalie?
I don't know. I'm not comfortable with voting on it today.
Yeah, because never mind. I'm not gonna go there. It's fine.
I mean, you can go next.
Legislative Bartels.
It's still got plenty of time for next month, and we're still.
Dave? A lot of things have had plenty of time this year, and anytime I've had an objection with changes being made on the meeting day and asked for a little bit more time, I've been denied. But if you want it, I'll give it.
Stop the political crap, Ken, and just like try to work as a team.
I'll stop the political crap when you stop the political crap, Dave.
Oh, God almighty.
Okay, enough, please. Legislator Bartels.
Just for that change that that we just made after July 15th, I would just have a different suggestion we move on. Just to have it conform with the new 6.3 to after July 15th to say, or as the chair and deputy chair of Ways and Means may specify, because it uses the same language as in the now 6.3, if everyone's okay with that.
Did you guys get that?
Yep.
I don't know who's capturing it, Natalie or Amber.
Amber, yes? Okay. Thank you.
Right, I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with what?
I don't agree with that, or the chair and the deputy.
It's just a date about when it's going to be submitted because of the timing of this at this juncture, Dave. It is
right, I understand that.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, but also, I don't think that the chair and the deputy chair of Ways and Means should make that decision. That's all. I'm just thinking it should be coming, you have a date right now that's in there. Why would that be changed?
But we're
because
past
the
date.
Cycle might change it, and we're currently past that date, so now nobody can apply this year.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, that's an exception for this year. But
I don't want to
continue on and on and on, because then all of a sudden, if the chair and deputy chair decide, we'll put it out or make it earlier and make it difficult, they can do that.
How about July 15th, period?
That's what I agree with, the July 15th, period, and, except for the exception for this year.
Right, so if you just let me finish my statement, Dave. July 15th, period. For the year 2020, on a date specified by the chair and deputy chair of Ways and Means.
That's fine, mate.
Did Amber, Natalie, did you get that?
They're typing.
Ah, there that goes. Perfect. Okay. And we got 5.5. The 60 days, correct? We're still changing. I see we're still changing.
Can I ask a question at the point of operation?
Please, go ahead.
So I just heard that it's too late now, and now people can't apply. But I mean, until this goes into law, can't people have already been applying? And what's stopping people from applying right now?
Well, it's a new process. They normally don't apply till September. So this is
moving it up.
I was just gonna refresh Legislator Walter's memory on my statements previously about why I thought this policy was necessary. And quite frankly, the legislature doesn't usually make these decisions until 2 weeks before it's time to pass the budget, and they do so in Ways and Means, and it's two afternoons from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock, and we spend $600,000 to $800,000 of taxpayer money, which is I think part of the purpose of having this is, yeah, they could be applying right now, but on a typical year they wouldn't be applying until probably September when they'd go before the Legislative Programs Committee, and then November when they'd come before Ways and Means and then the legislature. So I think that's where the date specified by the chair and deputy chair of Ways and Means comes from, because I think it's going to be important that we start this process in this budget cycle, even if it's abbreviated.
Right. Legislator Bartels.
And also having this evaluation happen earlier also would allow us, if organizations came to us that were appropriate, to actually be forwarded to the executive for consideration in the executive budget and in departmental budgets, which is what we've been struggling with all along. We have the time to actually do that versus hearing them as a separate one-off, as Legislator Ronk just said, in the final hours before finalizing the budget. So,
Legislator Walters.
So yeah, and just thank you for the clarification. I the timeline wasn't clear in my head. And just also to be clear, I'm totally supportive of this, and this is why I put time into giving my suggestions. And the point I made about postponing it really was not coming from me, because I have been a part of this. And so of all of us sitting here, I'm just pointing out that at our caucus, there were people who haven't been a part of this who expressed some concerns. I'm not arguing that we hear that or not, but I just wanted to make sure that that was referenced here, that other people feel concerned about voting tonight. I'm not advocating one way or another.
Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I respect that. I mean, these are open meetings. They've been going on for, I want to say, 3 months at least with this policy before this committee. Anybody who wanted to has had the opportunity to weigh in on it, to come in and view these meetings that happen twice a month. I feel strongly that if it was a member of our caucus or members of our caucus that had a concern about voting on this tonight, it would still be voted on tonight. That having been said, if that's the will of this committee to postpone it for a month, there's nothing I can do about it, and I'm just going to not consent to the postponement as a sponsor.
Okay, but Legislator Bartels.
I mean, one issue, and I don't know if it's something, I mean, I guess we could make a lot of phone calls. The problem is that we don't have a Democratic caucus tonight. So we go straight from this, we as a caucus go straight from this into session. So we don't have, normally we'd be able to meet with our caucus and just have a quick conversation and download what all these changes are. And unfortunately, we're not gonna be able to do that. I mean, I can tell you that I feel a lot more comfortable having gone through this, and I appreciate Legislator Ronk, you're coming up with something to start the conversation in terms of that definition, because that for me really started to move the whole conversation.
Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. Without belaboring the point, I was under the same, in my caucus, was under the same concern when it came to the IDA appointments. I did not have caucus that evening, and the Democratic caucus did have caucus that evening. And I asked for postponement on the floor of those appointments because our caucus had concerns and we were denied. So, you know, when Dave shakes his head and says that, you know, it's not the case, I can come up with concrete examples from a few months ago that mirror the same issues that you folks have tonight. That, like I said, that having been said, you've got the votes on this committee. If you want to postpone it, postpone it. There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay, on the resolution as amended, do we want to move forward and vote tonight, or are we looking to postpone to give folks a chance to? Legislator Bartels.
I was going to say, I mean, I have mixed feelings about it, because I'd like to have everyone have the time to feel comfortable, but I also feel like this is an issue of timeliness to some degree, since we do want to get a policy. If it's a policy we're going to put in place, we'd like it to be in place sooner than later, as we just had a discussion about how we're already past the July 15th time. So I'm interested to hear what everybody else has to say.
I would just say that, you know, you will see in the OneDrive, we have put together the budget calendar. And if the whole intent here is to be able to get these requests in front of everyone prior to being knee deep in the budget cycle, if we wait another full month, then we are losing important critical time to getting this out there and having people understand. Chairman Donaldson.
Well, I don't think it precludes us to send out to the nonprofits that are looking for funding that we want their request in by whatever date we want. With or without this policy, we still have to we're still going to give them a deadline, and we could easily give them a deadline right now. Or the clerk can send something out and say, "Hey, I want you have to get your stuff back by whatever date." You and Ed Ronk, as the chair and vice chair of Ways and Means, can say that you just want to discuss. We'll only entertain those that come in by a specific time. So the policy is different, and I'm more comfortable, much more comfortable with it now than I was before. But I really want to digest it better, and I think other people want to take a look at it. And I don't see the rush on this. I think it can be done next month, and I think we can still still have the policy in line in time, because we'll still be using that for consideration.
Lynn, my hand's up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. So I'm also very torn about this. I can't ignore that there were people in our there was really probably one person who articulated this particularly, but I guess I could make the argument that if that person is not comfortable, they can vote against this. And so I guess I don't think it's an ideal circumstance, but again, given the time frame for this, I'm not a believer in quid pro quo or balancing, but I think given the time period for this particular one, I'd be willing to move it forward. And again, it's just a risk that if some legislators feel like they don't know what's going on, they don't have to vote for it, I guess.
Legislator Gavaris.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we, timing-wise, we need to move forward. And last night at caucus, Leader Hefner did tell everyone that they should come to this meeting tonight. I think it was encouraged. I think those who were interested in it should have been on this call now if they wanted to be. So I'm in favor of moving forward. I think this is an important thing that we spent a lot of time on, and it's just time to move this.
Okay. So on the resolution as we've amended it tonight, can I get a motion?
It's been moved and seconded already.
Not with the changes we just made.
Okay, we have to make them on the floor anyway, but I'll move
okay.
It with the change we just made.
Okay. And second, Legislative Gavaris, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm a no for now.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for your
resolution
hard work.
Resolution moves forward.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for sticking it through and coming up with changes. I think it's really good.
Great. Thank you. Resolution 276, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to transfer title of the dye van to Greene County Sheriff's Office. Move.
Move by Ronk.
Second.
Second, Bartels.
Second.
Bartels. Legislator Gavaris, you had some concerns. Are you okay now? Everything's good. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Resolution 286, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county for Clear Ballot Group, Inc., Board of Elections. Move.
Move by Ronk.
Second.
Second by Bartels.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Okay. Resolution 293, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 for the county. William E. Munson, the doing business as Munson Boats. There was additional backup that had surfaced last week in the OneDrive. So can I get a motion to move it?
Move by Ronk.
Second. Mayo. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? It's unanimous. Resolution 296, amending the 2020 Ulster budget to accept an allocation of funds from from the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance to support activities associated with sheltering the homeless during inclement weather. Code Blue. Second?
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Resolution 297, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Capital Market Advisors, LLC. Move.
Move by Ronk.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Just for everyone's, we have put in the OneDrive the 2020 budget schedule for 2021 proposed budget. So take a look at that. If there's any questions or concerns, please let us know. Is there any other new or old business? Legislator Bartels.
Can I just ask a question on the schedule? I don't have last year's schedule in front of us. Did we have that 2-week period between the review and the vote? You know, we have to review the appeals. That's on November 16th to the 18th, and then two weeks later, we vote on the budget.
It's because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Which, what day does that fall on next year? I got to pull it up.
This year.
This year, yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry.
Do you have that, 26. Amber?
26, yeah.
26.
I'm pulling it up right now. 26. The 26th.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So, did you guys get that? It was Donaldson and Ronk. Okay. Thank you.